Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
My guest is Dr. Nora Patton, who is known as Space Nora and has finally got the news, Nora, that you are going to space. You're going to be Ireland's first ever astronaut. How do you feel?
Oh, it's such a mixed range of emotions, you know, absolutely full of excitement, full of joy, full of thankfulness, I think, overwhelmed with gratitude. You know, as you said, this has been a long, long journey, a long, long story in the making, and I think just a huge sense of responsibility.
Right, yeah.
To, you know, maximize what we're doing, but really to bring as many people with me on the journey as I go.
Yeah, that's the thing. I want to talk about the space journey that you're going to go on. We'll do that in a few minutes' time, but for now, for anyone who's not familiar with your story, let's do the bite-sized version of it, but I think it's very interesting. So, I mean, you're from Ballinan, Mayo. You're not from Cape Canaveral. you're in some ways, you're just a County Mayo girl, but you have wanted to do this for a long time and dedicated your entire life to it. So can we get the kind of the little bullet point history of how you've gotten to this point?
Yeah, for sure. So rewind, growing up in Ballinan, I went to visit NASA in Cleveland, Ohio, when I was 11. And that was kind of the spark of interest. And then as a teenager, I was really fortunate enough to go to visit Kennedy Space Center, saw the rockets, and I was like, oh my God, this is it. Went to do aeronautical engineering, studied at the University of Limerick, and did my PhD. Went on to the International Space University in 2010. I stayed part of their faculty for a good number of years, and then joined my research institute, IIAS, in 2017. Have done a number of research, parabolic research flights with them, and spacesuit testing, and a whole load of hands-on aspects.
So that, sorry, just to clarify, that last institute you mentioned, that's the International Institute for Astronautical Sciences. So this is where I think, you know, look, the hard work is all the way along, but I think the fact that, you know, you joined this in, what you said, 2017, and there's no guarantee of space flight. There's no guarantee of you being an astronaut, but your job there and your work there and your research there is to make, you know, advancements in the scenario that when someone is going to space, they'll be either able to do better experiments, or their suits will be better, or their life in space will be better, whatever it is. But you're working on a team that's doing that kind of thing, which, you know, when you don't have a guarantee of what you want to do, it's just an amazing way of doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, rewind back to 2017, you know, there wasn't at that time the possibility of flying on commercial suborbitals.
No.
They weren't even flying. So absolutely. But I think it just goes to show it's keeping the big vision in mind and working towards it so that when the opportunity comes up, you've absolutely put yourself in the best position to achieve it. And as you say, you know, IIAS has been the absolute making of this space flight, of this partnership with Virgin Galactic. Our first researcher, Kelly Girardi, flew with Virgin Galactic just a few months ago. So our flight is going to be the second research space flight with Virgin Galactic. So a whole load of things we can advance, we can progress, you know, so much learnings and knowledge gained from that first flight
totally.
That we'll be able to take with us.
Would you mind explaining what a suborbital space flight is? Because God knows I don't have the qualifications to do it.
No problem. So our research space flight is with Virgin Galactic, and it's a same-day suborbital flight, where that means basically you go to space, but you don't go around the Earth.
Gotcha.
So an orbital flight would be where you actually circle around the Earth, but a suborbital is you go to space and you come back down.
Now, the work that can be done in this suborbital flight is... Like I'm trying to understand it, and you can explain about it, again, which is why you're here. But my understanding of it would be that you're trying to see how things behave, how whatever research you want to do, you're trying to see how that happens in a zero gravity suborbital flight. Is that correct?
That's correct, exactly. So part of what we do in advance of going on the space flight is we do. We do research flights in an aircraft,
yes,
where we can actually achieve weightlessness. So, those experiments can float.
Yeah.
But you get much less time on those compared to when you do the suborbital. But it's given us a really amazing platform to test, to plan, every single aspect of the experiments, of the choreography, of who's doing what, to map out the space flight and get every single... second maximized.
Amazing. And is it true that this is an all women team of researchers?
So what we announced last week is that myself and Kelly Girardi, she was the payload specialist, the researcher who flew a few months ago, and Shauna Pandya, an amazing medical doctor with just an incredible background of work behind her as well. The three of us have been announced as researchers that will fly on IIAF 02. So that's our second.
That's your second ever flight. Yeah. I mean, look, Nora, Kelly and Shauna, like their names that we're now saying are, at the forefront of space travel and scientific research. It's just absolutely amazing on so many levels.
Yeah, it's just, I go back to the announcement last week, and just the response has been, I can't even put it into words. It's been so special. It's been so incredible. Like, there's people stopping me in the street saying, oh, are you the astronaut? And isn't it amazing, for all the little boys and girls growing up, that it's a new era. Like, this is the next... space era, and I've said for the past few years this has been one of the most exciting periods to be involved in the space sector, and I think this is just a testament to commercial activity really opening up the doors for people all over the world, including emerging space nations like Ireland.
Yeah,
and
absolutely,
the impact is going to be enormous.
But it is, and it's also such a boon for women and minorities in STEM, that it isn't, that these subjects and these careers are open to everybody. And as I said, here's Nora, Kelly and Shauna doing it. We are so immensely proud of you, Nora. But what about at home? What's the reaction been at home?
Well, I have a 2-year-old daughter who is completely oblivious. So.
Yes, probably better than trying to explain that mommy's going to space.
But it's no amazing. I think they're still getting their heads around it, because I think it's just, it's been, for me, this has been my life's ambition. It's been my life's goal, like, since I was in primary school. And I got this lovely message from my junior cert art teacher, Mr. McDonough, who said he never doubted this day would happen.
Wow.
Because he used to help me design and build rockets in second year and third year in school. So I just think there's been such a hugely positive ripple effect, and it's just such a good news story. And I think it's brilliant that people are talking about space and how it can benefit life here on Earth.
Absolutely. I mean, that is, literally the next frontier that we need to look at, as we all know that, the planet is doing as well as it can under the current circumstances. But space is such a rich, fertile ground for research and for exploration. And there you are at the forefront of it. When you think about the fact that you will fly into space, that your lifelong dream will come true, do you have those pit of the stomach nerves, or does your professionalism take over and, you just realise what it is you need to do?
I mean, I haven't felt nervousness with the with this development of actually securing the seat. I think it's been just so long in the making and in the planning and in the preparation. I just was so overjoyed and just so taken aback with gratitude and responsibility that I just thought, wow, this is just, it's such an incredible opportunity. So my focus is to make the most of every single aspect of it. I don't for one second take any of this for granted. I mean, I'm so honoured to have this opportunity. So I think there's a huge responsibility on me to absolutely maximise it from all angles.
Well, listen, you are going to do that. I have absolutely no doubt about you. We've, as you said, we've been talking to you for years about this, and to finally see you, your name up there, and the pictures of the three of you going up, it's going to be absolutely amazing. JC says, wow, what an amazing lady Nora is. In the period of 30 minutes, I've learned so much. I find it hard as a passenger to Lanzarote. Space, not a chance, says JC.
Yeah, my sister said, I don't want to get on a, she's doesn't like flying, so she's like, I don't even want to get on a flight to London, and here you're going to space.
Yeah. Well, there's lovely messages coming in. For example, Joanna's been on in touch to say, I first read about Nora a few days ago on the news. I immediately sent the article about Nora to my daughter, Olivia. And Nora's such an inspiration to young girls. She works in Coolock, which is a stone's throw away from where we live, and I had no idea there was a space engineering company in Coolock. Thank you, Nora, for being such a great inspiration to everyone, especially young girls who may not always find science attractive. Hopefully your story will encourage young females to test waters in various areas of science, says Joanna. And I think that's the key. That's what I was saying. I think, you know, women in STEM is such an important thing, and you are literally blazing a trail. You're pointing out to them that, that this can be done, and there's a path for everybody who wants to achieve this.
Absolutely. And I think that that's it now. I mean, it's still, when you look at the statistics around people who've flown to space, it's still about 12% are women.
Yeah.
So it's still the minority, but I think this is just such an incredible opportunity. As you say, myself, Kelly and Shauna blazing the trail, and really our goal is to hold this door open. This is, I've always said it, you know, when I've said even before my spaceflight was announced, when my spaceflight was going to be announced, I said I really didn't want this to be about me as one person going to space. So we're really just trying to show what's possible. You know, this was not possible when I was growing up. So I say to all the little girls and boys, if there's something big that they want to achieve, you know, get the right people around them to support them, and because who knows what's possible.
Absolutely. The world is literally opening up, so let's do the best we can, which you're definitely doing. Nora, before I let you go, I have to do the quick fire round with you, okay? I definitely want to get to the last question about space. We'll get there in a second, but first thing is, what are you currently obsessed about?
Oh, space.
I mean, it's probably the answer that most people were expecting. But yeah, you know, you could have said, oh no, I'm really loving Love Island at the moment. But no, okay, space, that's absolutely fine. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Oh gosh, who's the most famous person in my phone?
Don't worry, they can be science famous. You know, you could drop some name that most of us haven't heard, but you go, oh my God, I've got that guy's phone number.
I'd say Jeanette Epps. So she's actually a NASA astronaut who's living on the space station at the moment.
Wow, that's cool. And can you text her on the space station?
She sent me a text to say congratulations.
No way! Oh, that's so cool.
To get a text from space is pretty awesome.
That
yeah.
is amazing. Think back to Ballina. You're about 8 years old, second class. It's little break. What are you pulling out of your lunchbox, Dr. Nora Patton?
Oh, my mother was amazing at baking and homemade food. So probably a sandwich of some kind, and probably a banana, I'd say.
Right, good food.
Bananas.
Brilliant. Okay, the final question, Nora, which I ask everybody, which I know is a weird one, but I'm going to ask it in a twofold way with you. I'm going to ask you about your own personal shower habits in a second, but also then put it in space. So my question is, because I don't, do you wash your legs in the shower?
I do.
You do. On Earth, you wash your legs in the shower. Right. Okay. That's fair. But what about when you're in space? What is showering like? I mean, I know you haven't done it yet because you haven't been in your suborbital flight yet. But, you know, for astronauts in general, I mean, we see all these kind of, you know, videos from the ISS and they explain different things. But what is the crack with washing your legs in the shower in space?
Yeah. So they don't do showers traditionally in space because in the weightless environment, the water would just float off everywhere. But they have wet wipes and dry shampoo, and they've learned over the years, because the ISS, the International Space Station, is 24 years now in operation.
Wow.
So they've learned an awful lot in terms of how they can do things better. But for us going up on the suborbital, we can thankfully have our shower in the morning
and come back down in the evening.
Come back in the evening and have another one. So
that's brilliant. Well, Dr. Nora Patton, as I said, we are so proud of you here on Today FM, and this show in particular. We've been chatting to you and championing you for as long as possible, and we will continue to do so. So best of luck with you being Ireland's first ever astronaut and going to space and being such an inspiration to people all around the world. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, and thanks a million to, you know, you and all the crew there. You've been, as you say, a massive support over the years, and I just really, really appreciate it. It's just an incredible opportunity now, so I'll definitely keep you posted.
Yes, we look forward to chatting to you soon. Dr. Nora Patton, thank you so much.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.